Classical Kids Storytime is supported by the Minnesota College Savings Plan, the official 529 program for the state of Minnesota. Learn how you can invest for your child's college education and minimize your taxes at mnsaves.org. This is Classical Kids Storytime. I'm Steve, and I'm going to tell you about a man named Johnny Appleseed. Do you like apples? Well, once upon a time, there lived a man named Johnny Appleseed. That wasn't his real name. He was born John Chapman, and he was a real person who actually lived over 200 years ago. But the reason he had that funny nickname makes for a great story. Now, back in those days, our country was mostly big, wide-open land. There weren't many cities and towns, and most of those were in the eastern part of America. Johnny Appleseed was born in Massachusetts, in the northeastern United States. Now, getting back to his name, I'll bet it comes as no surprise to you that Johnny loved apples. He loved red apples, green apples, little ones, big ones, sweet ones, tart ones, every kind of apple you could imagine. Johnny thought they were the most perfect food ever, and he wanted everybody to enjoy this most marvelous, delicious creation. People and animals, too. You see, Johnny loved every person he met and every critter. He knew how important it was for us to be kind to our animal friends. Even though Johnny wanted everyone to have apples, he couldn't afford to just buy them to give away because he was very poor. His clothes were shabby, and he walked around barefoot, even in the winter. Sometimes he didn't even have enough money for real clothes at all, so he cut armholes in an old apple bushel bag and made a shirt out of it. And some say Johnny even wore a tin pot on the top of his head as a hat. You know, just in case he wanted to set up camp and make apple fritters over the campfire. One day, Johnny got an idea. He thought if he could plant apple trees, then he could see to it that more apples would grow. And that way, there would be more apples for everybody. So that's just what he decided he'd do. He realized he could share his love of apples with so many more people if he traveled west, just like lots of the people in the east were doing those days, packing up their whole families and everything they owned and heading west in covered wagons. But Johnny didn't have a family, and he didn't own a wagon himself, so he decided he would walk. Walk he did. He set out with his bare feet, that tin pot on his head, and a big sack of apple seeds slung over his shoulder to scatter wherever he saw fit. Johnny walked and walked, stopping along the way to plant his apple seeds. He walked from Massachusetts to New York, to Pennsylvania, to Ohio, to Indiana, and finally, all the way to Illinois. Johnny met lots of folks along the way. Sometimes he'd pass a companionable night sharing a meal with a friendly family and sharing stories of his adventures along the road in return. But the next day, he'd be on his way again, planting as he walked. In the wintertime, when the ground was frozen, he would eat apples that kind strangers gave to him and save the seeds in his sack. In the spring, when the earth was warm, he would plant the seeds that he'd saved. As the years went by, miles and miles of apple trees dotted the landscape, from town to town, from state to state, in all the places Johnny Appleseed had planted seeds during his life. Those apple trees grew into orchards, bursting full of apples, apples, and more apples to feed all the people and the animals that Johnny loved so much. Later, even more people moved west, hoping for a brighter future. And when they did, many of them found the very same apple trees that Johnny had planted along his journey. Those trees gave the people hope that their new homes would be filled with food, happiness, and contentment. Eventually, John Chapman, Johnny Appleseed, became a hero to those people. They told the tales of how he scattered apple seeds from his sack all across our country and helped make the apple one of the most familiar and beloved foods that we enjoy today. The end. Thanks for listening to Classical Kids Storytime from APM, American Public Media.